With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A large state grant will fund the next year of collaboration between the Vilas County Sheriff's Department and Social Services, the Lactiv Lambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, and UW-Madison Tribal Extension. Vilas County Jail Administrator Bill Weiss says the $130,000 grant is designed to break the cycle associated with drug dependency among jail inmates. The inmates apply to get into the recovery program.
There's a process that they go through to apply to be in a recovery pod. We have a 14-bed male addiction recovery pod and an 8-bed female addiction recovery pod. There's many core classes that's mentioned in the press release that they attend.
Services provided in the jail recovery program include full health, mental health, and AODA history diagnoses. Weiss says the program wants to get those who desire help to treatment.
To get inmates that are really interested in a recovery, to get them working together and separated from the rest of the inmates that aren't interested in recovery, so they can work together with a common goal is to recover from addiction and alcoholism.
Weiss says they will also be partnering with several tribal entities, including a community-based residential facility that is licensed by the state of Wisconsin and owned and operated by the Lactiv Lambeau Tribe. Weiss says the program began less formally a year ago using local funds. He says many facilitators over the past year donated their time to get the program going and will now be compensated for what they do. One of the world's leading foresters who lives in Land O'Lakes is the guest of the Northwood Land Trust Friday evening at Eagle River. Ken Kroll has more.
Robert Simeone will discuss issues in the sustainable management of temperate and tropical forests at Trees for Tomorrow in Eagle River. Troy Walters of the Northwoods Land Trust talks about Simeone's work.
He actually has Sylvania Forestry, which is based out of Land O'Lakes around here, but he's done a lot of forestry work in Central and South America, so thought it was a good opportunity to bring a forestry expert, and especially somebody that talks about forest stewardship to the Northwoods.
Walter says Simeone will be talking about sustainable forestry in North America as well as Central and South America.
Where there's pressure to log, you know, large portions of property in maybe not the best, most sustainable way.
Simeone has spent the last 35 years working with indigenous communities in the Amazonian regions of Bolivia, Peru, and Ecuador that led him to become one of the six founders of the Forest Stewardship Council. The meeting is November 15th at 6:30 p.m. at Trees for Tomorrow in Eagle River. Contact the Northwoods Land Trust in Eagle River for more information. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Mental health issues such as anxiety and depression are often tied to heart disease, a reason the American Heart Association of Iowa is working closely with employers to help create a culture of health and wellness in the workplace. Roz Brown has more.
Iowa psychologist Warren Phillips notes that stress is triggered when a challenge exceeds what people think they're capable of. He says that kind of stress can be a predictor of heart disease, cancer, and other chronic health conditions that typically respond to management techniques.
When we can view a stressor as something that is an exciting challenge, it helps us to take some of that energy that we're experiencing, some of the physiological energy that we're experiencing, and use it as energy to move us forward.
Phillips says it's important to determine if a stressor is permanent and requires a life change or temporary due to a situation or project deadline that will pass. He'll be a presenter at the December 12th conference, which is recommended for business owners, CEOs, human resource, and wellness professionals. 76% of employees report having struggled with an issue that affected their mental health. Phillips says it's important to remember that a little kindness in the workplace goes a long way.
When we show acts of kindness towards other people, even when we're stressed, when we behave in kind ways towards other people, it tends to decrease our stress. It's actually a good stress reducer to be kind and caring and loving towards others.
Wesley Franklin with the American Heart Association works directly with employers in Des Moines to improve employee health. He starts by addressing good food choices, exercise, and sleep habits.
I kind of stick to those areas to kind of provide those tools and resources for individuals. At the end of the day, my goal is to get these companies involved in our workplace health platform.
Emphasizing health and wellness at work has been shown to reduce absenteeism, improve job retention, and decrease health costs. I'm Roz Brown.
Governor Tony Evers' 2019-21 state employee compensation plan would raise the minimum wage of permanent state workers to $15 an hour. His proposal, released Friday, also includes 2% raises for corrections employees, which would bring their minimum wage to $19. Evers says it has market increases impacting more than 5,400 employees across nearly 300 classifications. It will require legislative approval. The University of Wisconsin-Madison is moving forward with $15 an hour minimum wages for hourly employees in the spring of 2020. Our forecast today, snow showers likely, mainly late in the day, mostly cloudy with a high near 16, heavier snow in the Lake Superior snow belt. For tonight, snow showers and flurries likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 3 above. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high near 16. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.